Former Arizonan and author Tom Zellner is being called a modern-day Woody Guthrie in reviews for his new book, The National Road. In it, he takes to the road in search of something elusive, something a lot of us don't seem to think exists anymore, the thing that connects us all. In a country torn apart by its politics, its beliefs, its vastness, Zellner argues the answer is in the land. I spoke with him more about it.
America is an idea conceived in liberty that all people are born equal. I'm interpolating a little bit there. America is also a physical place, a country, a disputed country, land which often saw horrible events taking place. Westward expansion was not necessarily the morally clean thing to do, not to mention slavery. But nonetheless, we stand here. We stand here together, and we stand here facing each other warily. But, you know, we're roommates. We have to get along.
Roommates is a good way to think about it. Okay, so let's dive into a few of these essays that make up the book to give folks an idea of, you know, what is in this. And I want to start with Late City Final, which documents some of your career in newspapers and also sort of the demise of them, especially these small town papers. And I want to start here because the beginning of this essay really starts with the beginning of your career when you were sort of a wide-eyed and optimistic young journalist.
Yeah, this is the Appleton Post Crescent in Appleton, Wisconsin. It had this big picture window where anyone walking past could see this two-story tall Goss Metro press. The newspaper was bragging about, you know, the physical expression of its power and its ability to tell their readers a version of the truth. And as newspapers began to wither round about the first decade of the 21st century, this symbol of power and authority begins to wane. And there is a romance about newspapers. You know, I still remember the way the ink smelled in that newsroom, the way that newspapers used to be a part of the DNA of American cities. I can't think of Cincinnati without the Enquirer, you know, or Sacramento without the Bee, or Phoenix, for that matter, without the Republic, which was the last newspaper that I worked at. We've seen it become a different kind of publication. And, you know, there's many reasons for this, but it all comes back to the internet and the destruction of the information hegemony. And I think that we as a nation are paying the price for that. And so I lament the decline of newspapers, not just for sentimental reasons, but also for the lack of the glue that used to bind us together.
Okay, I want to talk about one other essay here that is just a fascinating sort of segue you take called Mormon Historical Sites at Night, which is relatively self-explanatory, but it's in which you seem to sort of consistently find yourself standing, as you say, at strange hours locked outside of Mormon historical sites. So first of all, you know, what draws you to these places? Why do you go there?
Well, Mormonism, as Leo Tolstoy said, is the most American religion. You know, it first of all, its scriptures treat the New World as sacred ground, you know, the place where Jesus Christ was reincarnated, and that the dramas of antiquity took place on American soil and are commemorated by the Mormon Church. Now, I should tell you right here, I'm not LDS, but I have an absolute fascination with Mormon history. And so it wasn't just standing locked outside the gates at night. You know, I did some petty trespassing, for which I hope the church will forgive me. You know, this wasn't for necessarily religious purposes that I was making this pilgrimage, although there is, you know, sort of an element of the wonder of faith that I think was present. And even if you're not LDS, you know, I think you can't help but kind of be swept away by the Americanness of the story.
When you say like sort of the Americanness of this religion, I mean, I assume you're talking about some of the Benjamin Franklin values we all think about. But what do you think this does to contribute to what you're trying to do in this book, the sort of quest for what ties America together?
Sure. I mean, any look at Mormon history in the 19th century is going to be messy. You know, it was a colorful faith with a colorful history, but it also placed a premium on the sanctification of American ground. And you see this in the thinking of Joseph Smith, the way that he would proclaim various sites that he came across as being where something had happened in the Book of Mormon or a place that had been sanctified for the church. And you see this in extension with Brigham Young moving the saints out to Utah. which was obviously a work of geography, but it was a melding of the worship instinct with American geography.
How did you find in writing these essays in your travels to do so, how divided this country has become? And did you get any insight in as to why? Is this all about politics?
It's mainly about geography. And, you know, the original title of this book was Your Land, in a riff, an obvious riff on Woody Guthrie. You know, this land is your land. This land is my land. And, you know, my politics run liberal. And I'm a great believer that patriotism is not the exclusive real estate of any one party. And, you know, I think we as liberals have made a great mistake in surrendering the romanticism of our country, the iconography of our country. I think all of us who live here and care about it are patriotic, and we don't express it in the same ways. But I challenge anyone listening to this in Arizona who does not physically love the state of Arizona and doesn't love the aspirations of what this country wants to be and has often failed at doing so, but still, you know, those democratic ideas, if you don't love that, I'd be interested in hearing about that, because I venture that you are just as patriotic as the guy who's conspicuously flying the flag, all the kind of markers of patriotism. We own those too. It's time to reclaim them.
So do you argue in the end here that we are united in some way, even in this day and age, in this election season in which we seem so divided?
Absolutely. National politics is insane. However, local government remains strong. I think we saw that during the pandemic. I certainly saw it during my travels. We might seem on the brink of apocalypticism here in the United States, but we've been here before, and we're going to get through it.
Ending on a positive note. All right. That is Tom Zellner, author of the new book, The National Road, Dispatches from a Changing America. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this.
I love being here. Thank you.
And Zellner will be appearing at Changing Hands Bookstore tonight for a virtual event to talk more about the National Road.
That ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below.